follow the messages on screen to any audio that the navigation becomes available. This station will now see
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cameron and Kobe, and we are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your dirty little ear holes.
Yeah, we are.
Here we are, guys.
Man, Kobe said a dummy funny joke, and I'm trying not to laugh here. So.
Welcome, Cameron.
Let's do this.
Thanks
Let's just
coming.
Go right into it. Don't even...
Okay, go.
And today.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, guys, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful, professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with our code, CASUALPREPPERS, at TacPack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with our code, CASUALPREPPERS, at TacPack.com. Cameron.
If you've ever seen TacPack, you love TacPack.
Listener, reviews starts now.
That was good. I like that, man.
This is a terrible opener. I'm sorry about that.
I think it's fantastic. Do you want to do this or do you want me to?
The
review.
Yeah. So Scott Raffensberger recommends Casual Preppers Podcast.
Yeah, I think this came
2 minutes ago.
This came from Facebook. Kay. Not 2 minutes ago.
All right, here's a good one. Listen up. It's about three paragraphs long.
Yeah, go.
This is the best podcast in the history of humankind, maybe even dinosaur kind. If the dinosaurs word would have used their ear holes to listen to this, they wouldn't be extinct now. Idiots. It needs a warning label, though. May cause extreme laughter. I mean, it's dangerously funny. I'm driving down the road in my 18-wheel bug-out mobile. I'm totally stealing this company truck when SHTF. I start laughing, spew coffee all over my windshield, and can't see a damn thing. My fingerless gloves get all wet and slippery. You can't wipe the windshield with your hook hand. Coffee gets all over your paracord t-shirt. You can't be the gray man with a coffee-stained t-shirt. People stare.
They do. Yeah.
I've learned so many things. How to make a granny panty respirator. Keep your turd-cutting knife sharp. Filter the shower sex water if you need to drink it afterwards. It's so educational. So don't be an idiot. Dinosaur and get extinct. Fill your ear holes with some prepping excellence.
That was beautiful.
That was really well written.
Yeah, if you guys want to be a part of this portion of the podcast, go to iTunes, go to Facebook, go to the Kindle book on Amazon, leave us a 5-star review, and make it awesome.
Social media shout out.
This one's very, very simple. Our Facebook group is growing like the Dickens, and I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody
prepper
on there.
Family.
It's our little prepper family. Provided by Facebook. And if you guys want to be a part of it, go ahead and go, because they're talking about lots of cool prepper things. They're talking about podcast things, and it's pretty dang cool.
Yeah, it needs to happen.
It needs to happen, so go ahead and do that.
It's a mad, mad world.
All right, Cameron.
All right, let's do this.
What you got, bro?
All right, I got a little something from the post that, I mean, the New York Times. Good. Never biased.
Never.
It's just amazing what they write about. But anyway, you need to be scared. Basically, major climate report describes a strong risk of crisis as early as 2040.
2040?
Yeah, that's only 20 years away.
That's 22
close. 22 years away.
Yeah.
A landmark report from the United Nations Scientific Panel on Climate Change paints a far more dire picture of the immediate consequences of climate change than previously thought.
Is that right?
And says that avoiding the damage requires transforming the world economy at a speed and scale that has no documented historic precedent. Man.
Wow.
The report is quite a shock and quite concerning, said Bill Hare.
I'm shocked.
An author of previous IPCC reports and a physicist with climate analytics. This guy sounds important.
He does, doesn't
we
he?
We were not aware of this just a few years ago.
We
the
didn't
report
know.
Was the first to be commissioned by world leaders under the Paris Agreement, the 2015 pact by nations to fight global warming.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we basically need to be just freaking terrified because
sure.
How much hotter is the home? Our hometowns are getting hotter.
Yeah.
Even this recent hurricane, they believe may be due to the warming because the water, the hot water temperatures of the ocean creates energy, which leads to Michael.
But,
and what's the other hurricane name?
But
Hugo. No, it was a long time
ago. But are we saying that we haven't had hurricanes before this? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
That doesn't make no sense.
I know.
I ain't no physicist. Hey,
this is unprecedented.
I ain't a physicist for the IPCC and whatnot, but I know we've had hurricanes before.
Yeah.
That's so all anyway, I'm saying. Yeah, that's
I'm
crazy.
Just saying.
Yeah.
No. They think that there's going to be a mass die off of coral reefs and food shortages and wildfires.
Ooh.
All this stuff that has never been seen ever in the world.
Nobody's
ever
seen it before.
So, I mean, if you believe in global warming, it's going to be like the worst ever.
Freak out. It's time to freak out.
22 years from now, famine, dead.
Floods.
Hot.
Fires.
Hurricanes.
It's very bad.
All at the same time.
Well, thanks for freaking me out, Cameron. I appreciate that.
I'm just saying.
This, I read an article today, actually, and it was just so glorious that I had to read it on this podcast today for the Mad Mad World. So, you want to hear it?
Yeah.
So here's the headline. Do you want the headline first? The headline says, Satan ruled out as experts puzzle over mysterious flaming pit in Arkansas.
How do they rule him out?
I don't know.
Well, there's a good chance probably wasn't Satan.
No, we ruled that out.
He would have burned everything.
So listen to this. So the article reads, could it be Satan? Question mark. Experts are trying to determine the cause of flames up to 12 feet high spontaneously erupting from a pit in Midway, Arkansas last month. So far, they've come up empty, but they know what didn't cause it. As far as spiritual Satan goes, we've ruled that out. That's like a literal quote.
How?
How
do they rule it out?
He's a judge. County Judge Mickey Pendergrass told Arkansas Democrat Gazette he didn't come up and stick his pitchfork in the ground and blow that hole out. The fire burned for about 40 minutes on September 2nd from a hole that believed to have been made by animals, the newspaper said. I took a temperature reading of it, and it showed 780 degrees inside the hole. There's a joke
How
there.
Did you take
There's
it?
A joke there, but I'm not going.
Oh.
And but what caused it? I have no idea. There's no gas lines nearby, and there was no smell of natural gas. He's also ruled out a meteor strike. The 3.5-foot deep pit have been there
Boom.
For yeah, just started spewing fire.
What the?
And they can't figure out. There's no geological reason for it, but they know it's not Satan.
We know for a fact.
We know for a fact.
Satan don't visit Arkansas.
Yeah.
He goes to bigger places.
We're all God-fearing people here in Arkansas. Ain't no way in hell.
I mean, California, he's going to come up all the time.
Yeah, California, he's running the damn place. Over here in Arkansas, we ain't got no Satan visits.
We got dirt stacked high. He can't come up to the ground.
We got laws against it. And you get fined if you come. So no way in hell that happening.
Oh, you racist redneck.
I know. Anyways, that was pretty cool, I thought.
That's an amazing article.
It is, yeah.
It's a good time of year to talk about that.
Glorious. So, Cameron Hardy, look, we watched a movie this week.
Getting serious.
It is. We watched a movie, you and I together, American Blackout. We thought it was a really good idea.
We rewatched it.
We've seen it before.
Second time.
Yeah, this is a second
this
watching.
This time, juntos.
Yes.
Together.
But we thought it was a really cool idea to just kind of watch the movie and kind of talk about what happened and what might be applicable to preppers.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to kind of spur some ideas.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a ton of stuff, even the second time watching it, I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I didn't even, there's a ton of things that you just don't think of, especially, I mean, I'm not a city dweller.
No.
I don't live in high rise. I don't have that kind of money.
No, you don't.
But.
Never will. Bad. Never will.
I'm going to throw up a little bit.
Doing okay?
It came out.
All right. So. Excuse me. So the movie, if you haven't seen it, you can actually find this on YouTube. And like I said on the live just a minute ago, it's in glorious, glorious 360p SD, baby. It's so good. But I can't find it like a really good
softened
HD.
Softened edges.
Yeah, but you can watch the full thing on YouTube. So just go check it out. Just search American Blackout. And if you don't know how to spell it, you don't deserve to watch it.
Whatever else pops up, start watching in. I don't know.
Watch whatever. Maybe an English tutor or something like that. So basically what's happening is there's a large grid attack, some sort of a cyber attack on
it
the grid.
It is a cyber attack, yeah.
Yeah, and it basically takes out the entire grid to the United States.
Yeah.
And this is sort of like a mockumentary or like a fake documentary about what might happen if that did go down.
Yeah.
Right.
It's well done. Like,
yeah,
I have to admit, even some of the acting was not too bad.
Yeah, there was a couple that were bad, but there was a couple that were good.
Some really bad ones.
Yeah. I couldn't tell because it was mostly just like one pixel faces and stuff.
I think they just, you know, how they just capture those videos of like different things that really did happen and make it look.
Yeah,
like,
and it's kind of first person view.
It's pretty cool. I like
style.
It.
Yeah.
But it kind of follows like five different.
Yeah, five or six different
views of like different a family. And then it follows like rich couple in the high rise. And
yeah.
A total prepper.
The big kind of one of the main focuses is a big prepper family that have a big.
And that one's cool.
They have a bug out location. They've got like all of these preps. They have a bug out route. They're just ready to go, right? When stuff goes down.
Immediately.
Yeah.
He's like, let's get out.
They're like, power
He's
one out.
He's just been waiting for it.
Yeah. He already, he was ready to roll.
Light bulb burst. Let's go.
It's time
to leave. In the truck.
Yep. So that dude was a big focus. And there was a couple that lived in a high-rise apartment in like New York City.
Mm-hmm,
And they were clueless. And then there was a family, like a mom, a dad, and a daughter, and the mom was pregnant.
Yep.
That was a good time. And then there was a bunch of kids that were trapped in an elevator.
Yeah.
And then there was also a kid that was like a vlogger. We won't talk about him a whole lot because he kind of annoyed me a little
bit. He annoyed the crap out of me.
Yeah. But this kind of goes through each of their experiences throughout this grid down scenario.
Yeah. So we wanted to try and summarize the things that they ran into that are little less well-known problems that we may face.
So day one, like immediately you see what happens. Like the traffic gets nuts.
Yeah.
Like day one, traffic is insane because people see that, you know, stuff's going down. They're trying to get home. They're trying to get to wherever they need to get. And the cool thing about through this film is they bring up statistics on the screen.
Yeah, that is
every
cool.
once in a while, which that was one of the coolest parts for me. But one of the things they said is only 10% of traffic signals have backup power. And so
that's not a lot.
That's not, yeah, 1 out of 10.
That's like
10 out of 100, right?
That means like 9%.
Exactly. So basically what that means is it's going to be gridlock, and you know what happens.
Yeah. So think about if you live in a place that snows.
Yeah.
If it covers the parking lot, people just like, they'll coast their car into the front of Walmart. Like, I don't know. I'll just jump out right here and the car will park.
It's like Mad Max rules. Like,
how do
that.
They forget that there's a square grid that you can park in? They're just like, I guess I'll just park out in the road.
Yeah.
Turn off the car.
I don't understand why
they lose their minds. So I can imagine with no traffic lights.
Yeah.
And there's definitely not enough policemen and everything to direct traffic, and I ain't getting out and directing traffic.
No, and it shows in the film like how bad traffic gets, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, even, you know, the
so
highways.
Accidents and trying to get home, nightmare.
Yeah, it's going to be chaos. Nightmare. And then they go to, you know, larger cities. There's people trapped in subways.
Yeah, that would be horrible.
That
too.
It kind of becomes a
Any
weird
Any of those,
thing.
Like, electrical things.
Be horrible.
Like, you've got the, and also the elevator.
Yeah, they're in the elevator too.
So
yeah.
You get trapped in an elevator, get trapped in a subway.
Mm-hmm.
That makes things a bit more complicated.
It really does. And the people that are trapped in the subways, you know, after a certain amount of time, they're like, okay, we're just going to have to walk out.
Yeah.
And so they're walking out through those tunnels in the dark.
Yeah.
And
imagine if they kick the power back on and you're sitting there.
Yeah.
They've got both feet on the rail having fun.
Yeah. You lit up, son. So, you know.
There's ghouls.
There's ghouls. There's always
ghouls. Always ghouls down in the subway.
Some like goo down there or something.
Yeah.
Pink.
Feral ghouls.
So then it goes through a couple of other things, too. Like, I think it was almost the first day or the second day, people that were in, like, you know, either high-rise apartments or even in hotels above the seventh floor. It says, you know, running water above the seventh floor depends on electrical pumps.
Yeah, I didn't think about that at all, either.
Yeah, so what if you're above there, you're kind of SOL, you know, and so.
So maybe it's not the best to have the presidential suite.
Maybe it's not. That's
maybe
true.
On your anniversary, you tell your wife. It's dangerous up there.
Yep.
So we got the economy room down here, right next to the lobby.
Yeah, this is for your safety.
I didn't want to risk your life.
I love you that much.
I know it's $35 a night, but it's going to pay off in the end.
You know, but we talked about, it wasn't a travel prepping episode where you don't want to be on the first two floors either. Because if a riot happens, those first two floors are going to be the most vulnerable to, you know,
invasion. Think about how far can a redneck lob a Molotov?
Pretty far. Third floor is going to be tough.
Third floor is possible, but yeah. not as possible.
So look for 3-7.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we said? Because if you go up above a certain room, then the ladders from the fire trucks can't get there. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
So there's
third and fourth, probably a good
yeah, three and four.
You know,
three
where you have four, people above you running around, and then you got to be quiet because people below you.
Exactly. So,
by far the best place to
perfect.
Be.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of other things, the cell towers started going down. There were some news agencies that were up and running, but that's because they had backup generators for a little while. You know, the hospitals were going to be okay for a few days because they have some backup generators.
So, yeah, with those generators, too, eventually down the road, you see I was just going to mention it now, mm-hmm. of those run on diesel and fuel.
Yeah.
And that's a limit. And once that's out,
yeah.
with the roads being completely clogged up and people,
yeah.
those are going to be done.
Yeah, this is one of those
scenarios. So if you're in a hospital.
This is like the nightmare scenario.
It really is.
It's horrible.
No wonder it's
yeah. So scary. Just a few things. Even that first day, some of the things that I kind of thought about, you know, the importance of having solar chargers or a solar generator or solar lights, all of those things are so important.
Yeah.
And you're going to be above and beyond everybody who didn't think about that at all.
Right.
You know,
yeah, the sun's not going to go out, even if there's a mass coronal ejection that blows everything out. It's still going to be there.
Yeah, it is.
You can still charge off that mother.
Exactly. So, you know, get your solar preps. They're just so important. Solar is super. Yeah. Another thing was the blackout boxes. And we've talked about this before, but maybe it's a good idea right now since we're talking about day one.
I think it's good because, yeah, this is day one. This is to prepare for.
So, Cam, tell us a little bit. Tell me about a blackout box because I think this is a good time to talk about it because day one is when you're going to go right to those easy little preps that you've done, and a blackout box is one of those.
Right. So the blackout box we talked about in our power outage episode to where it's an accessible box full of those things that are going to be needed, especially if the lights are out, you know, even more importantly, if it goes out at night.
Yeah.
You know where it's at. Easily you get right to it and you have ways to navigate through the dark.
Yep.
Some of the items in these, chem light or glow sticks, flashlight, batteries for those flashlights, headlamps, candles.
Headlamps, man. Headlamps are so amazing. Awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody
and
should have one.
And they're super cheap.
Yeah.
Like you can get them at the gas station now.
Get one for every member of your family.
Yeah.
Especially for these
blackout
boxes.
The nice thing, too, is like even camping, you strap one onto your kid and there he is.
Yeah, you can't lose him.
Yeah. Matches, lighter, emergency contact numbers, all there that your kids know where that's at too, you know, and they can get to it. Hand warmers, pocket screwdriver set.
Hand warmers, man. That's going to be a big thing. If it's cold and your kids are freezing and your wife is
freezing.
You
don't have any other way of getting power and starting a fire is kind of a bugger.
Yep.
Especially indoors. Pliers, leather work gloves, small knife, multi-tool, just those things that are going to get you around in the dark safely. And get you down, you know, maybe down in the basement where all your other stuff study, or, you know, in your bunker or whatever.
Yeah.
You just need to have that readily accessible and specific to that power outage because you can't keep all your items in, you know, all of your bug out stuff in my basement. You know, I go down there and I probably trip and die.
Exactly.
If not.
So there's some other things with these blackout boxes that you can do to make them a little bit better even. So you can actually buy glow-in-the-dark tape.
Yeah, I think
we talked about this, too.
I don't even remember.
And so you can wrap the outside of whatever you're putting it in that glow-in-the-dark tape, and then when the lights are out, you can actually find it. That's the hard thing is when the lights go out, it's hard to find anything.
It is.
You know? So that's kind of nice.
It's like that one flip blade we got, the nuke or whatever.
Oh, yeah, the nuke, yeah.
That one, I take it to camp and it's falling out of my pocket, and I can always, like, if I'm near the fire even, it glows. Pretty cool.
Also, we've talked about having spare circuit breakers in there in case it's one of those type of issues so that you can get that fixed up.
Tinfoil. Smash it in there and make a good connection.
Chew a piece of gum, put the wrapper in there, you're good.
Twist it out, put a nickel in there, twist it back in. Or a penny. You remember the old fuses?
Yeah. Emergency radio. Again, you can't stress it enough. Have a solar emergency radio.
Yeah.
Actually, I like the triple combination. The solar and the battery.
And a crank.
Yeah,
I like those too.
That's you know, those are some things that even make it a little bit better. And you can really, probably do this under $20 if you're doing it super cheap.
Yeah, right? And you'll be ahead of a ton.
Oh,
of
gosh. Yeah, exactly.
And you don't have to worry about
that. So now that we got the blackout box out of the way, I mean, we just wanted to talk about that because obviously that would have helped a ton of people in this movie,
film.
You know, they'd have been like, oh, I got all these things. Look, I can actually walk around and, you know, I've got this stuff going. So day one.
I think, too, on that is having your vehicle kit.
Yeah.
You know, because that everybody is traveling somewhere, you know, they're usually close to a vehicle. And if everybody puts one in their vehicle, you know, you just bust a truck open.
Exactly.
Trunk open, you already got one.
You're going to get one. Yeah, that's right. So on day one, the prepper family, they bug out, right? I think it was day one, right?
It was day one.
Yeah. So, and a statistic they brought up during one of their things was there's 3 million preppers in the U.S. And that this was a while ago. I don't know what this is made, but maybe even 10 years ago.
I think
ago.
It was like 90, or wasn't it like 2010 or something?
Yeah. So almost 10 years ago, maybe. So there was 3 million preppers at that point. But if you think 3 million as opposed to like 350 million people.
Mm-hmm.
That is
a teeny tiny portion
of what's going on. So, but anyways, it's kind of cool to think about that there's that many of them out there, you know, and they should all be subscribed to the podcast. What the hell?
Yeah, no kidding.
So then the New York apartment couple, I think this was the couple, right? Her electric key didn't, she had an electric fob for her key.
And she, all of those have changed, pretty much all the hotels and all of those have changed to those electric keys.
Yeah, so if you're in a hotel or if you have
even a workplace, you know, most of them are scanned to get
in. I wouldn't be able to get into work.
Yeah,
I
and
just
it's
wouldn't.
Like, what if I, you know, had a lot of supplies in there, your bags in there? You
have I didn't think about that. I need to figure out what I would need to do if the power's out to get in, because I don't think I even have a master key. I think my other the other
just crack a window
does.
Like Rudy did.
I know, that's what I'll do. Okay,
sleep there at night.
Yeah. So the pregnant family, they stopped on the first day to try and get cash from an ATM, and obviously that's not going to work.
Yeah, that one, the first time I saw it, and then this time, it just kind of disturbed me, because I'm thinking about how much cash do I carry with me when I'm out with my family or travel into the city and everything. I never have cash on me.
No, dude.
Maybe $5.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, $5 or $10.
I'm just like...
If they
shut down, you can't buy gas, you can't trade, you can't. Mm-mm. There's no, if you don't have enough gas to get home, you're SOL, man.
Gosh, yeah, it's so bad.
So that was like kind of freaky. I'm like, man, you really need to have cash on you.
Yeah, because, you know, first few days, the cash is going to be great. You know, people are going to take cash.
Yeah.
This isn't a long-term thing, you know. So have extra cash in your EDC kit. What I do even... is I keep a 20 in my phone case.
Yeah, I usually mash one down behind.
You know,
there.
Mash it in
it's
there.
It's just a $2 bill. Unique.
Yeah. It got me
worse. This is rare.
Yeah. So, so that's something to think about. Also, on that first day, they started having blackout parties, basically cooking everything that they have in their freezers because it was starting to go bad.
Smart.
So it is smart. At least get it done. But, it's just kind of funny to think about, like, everybody going outside and grilling a bunch of freaking meat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so then the last one on the first day is those elevator kids. There's a bunch of kids that are leaving school.
Yeah.
And they get stuck in an elevator, and most of them, they don't know each other. There are 900,000 elevators in the United States.
900,001 because my work just got one
built. Oh, they
did?
See, there you go. Growing, the numbers are growing every day, and that's a spot where everybody could get stuck.
That'd be freaky in there.
So you got to get your elevator EDC kits on point.
I've when we've stayed in a hotel, I always like scan the elevator. I'm like, where can I break through? I always want to
see. We were talking about this.
It's like, how do you get up above, like, most of them, you know, doesn't look like there's any way to get out of them, but.
What episode were we talking about that on? Just barely.
We did talk about one, and I can't remember.
Just barely, man. So think about that. If you have elevators in your workplace or in your apartment building or whatever it might be, understand that that's going to be an issue.
Maybe run a drill. Your company will love it.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, they got stuck with a bunch of strangers, and that would be the worst thing in the world for
me. Yeah, they had like a bottle of water.
Eat it. People are the worst, and especially people I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know. Seriously.
Yeah, and the worst part about it is nobody knew they were there. Right, they were in there. They were stuck. Nobody was like waiting for them, like in the next 15 minutes or something.
Right.
Yeah. So understand how to escape an elevator if you have to.
Yeah.
Can
you imagine? I just thinking of being in that confined space, and you know somebody's gonna be like, "Help!"
Screaming
for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, it's horrible, dude.
Just stop.
So they actually did start freaking out first day. They were just like, ooh. Kid had really bad anxiety. He's like, dude, you got to chill, bro.
Yeah.
We're stuck in here. We got to calm down.
Yeah.
So that was bad.
That would be crappy.
That would, yeah. So day two. So it goes on to day two, right?
Day two. All that happened in day one.
That was all day one. Yeah. So this is where people start freaking out about food or water.
Yeah.
After one day, people are like, oh, We're okay.
Let's cook all our food.
Yeah. And then, like, the next morning, people are like, oh, shiz, dude. Like, this is going down.
We don't have enough.
We don't have food. We got to figure that out.
2 days. Okay.
Like, it's crazy to think that those people were freaking out over, like, a can of peaches in, like, a couple of days.
Yeah.
A couple of days.
Yeah. They just don't know.
That's ridiculous.
And they start being, they're desperate because they didn't prepare.
Yeah, dude. So the store started
the
limiting.
Desperation, it's going to go nuts. Like,
oh my gosh.
Super fast.
The stores started limiting water purchases, like, on day two.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can buy one thing of water, and that's it. You know.
You have to remember, nobody is out to help anybody else.
Yeah.
So if they could buy all of that water at the same time, they will.
Exactly.
So unless the stores are really enforcing that,
one
jackhole might go and buy it all.
So
you should be prepared anyway.
Another statistic came up in day two, talking about air conditioning. America uses more power from air conditioning than all other countries combined.
That's
a ridiculous
stat.
All other countries combined. And can you imagine if it's the dead of, like, the middle of August, you know, in Arizona, it's like 197 degrees.
Yeah, you wouldn't even be able to make it without.
Everybody would just die.
Like,
seriously, like, a lot of people would die.
A ton of people, Oh, man.
That's scary, dude.
Don't move to Arizona.
Don't move to Arizona.
It's true. Yeah, that's freaky.
Yeah, man.
If you didn't have your car, you ran out of gas.
Yeah.
No air conditioning.
No air conditioning.
Dead.
Yeah, I don't even know. So the Prepper family on the second day, they kind of showed us their bug out location and whatnot. And they showed some of the things they had, which was really cool. They had off-grid power for up to 2 months ready to go.
Yeah, they had an amazing setup.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. They had 250 gallons of potable water. Your dad knows about that. And
so non-toilet water, for those of you that don't understand.
They had a really smart idea with the decoy food kept right in their kitchen. The dad was like, they're going to have this food. We don't give a crap. We got our food.
Oh, that's right. He didn't have a decoy food, huh?
Yep. So that's not a bad idea to think about, you know, having some decoy food. They had like a weather station and a 360 camera so they could see everywhere. They had a bunker.
And this is the extreme prepper. Like,
most
prepper families
no.
aren't going to be this way.
They had 2 years of food, and then they had extra bug out bags in different locations throughout the
compound.
Yeah. Dude, it was like they were set up.
It was
up.
Incredible,
So then it goes back to the New York apartment couple. The husband, like, gets, like, they start making this video. It's like, well, we just leased this new apartment, and I know the power went out. That's not your fault. But there's, like, all these, we didn't have any fail safes in place.
This is a lawsuit.
Yeah.
I'm going to get, somebody's going to be in big trouble about
this. He's all butthurt, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, well, maybe you shouldn't have thought about
10
that.
10-pound swordfish is going to go bad.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Our caviar is all messed up.
Yep.
Yeah, they're little Richies.
But you know what? That just goes to show you got to take it. You have to take control of those situations before they happen. You need to understand what the fail safes might be. You know, if that's going to happen, you just have to know, and you have to take it into your own hands to make sure that those things are taken care of.
Yeah.
You know,
dummies.
Yeah.
And it costs them.
Uh-huh. And then, so the elevator kids, they start getting low on water. And one of the guys named Lance is really stupid, and he starts getting super selfish and stuff.
Yep. So I think it showed in the beginning too. Did it ever follow the family that was like getting an ultrasound at the hospital? And
that was the pregnant
family. Was it the same one? They left, I guess.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Yep. So, it goes back to being prepared for any medical condition.
Yeah.
Pregnancy is a medical condition.
It is.
Know about it. And I mean,
Cam was talking about that. I'm
like, I probably really should learn how to deliver a baby.
Yeah.
I've been on rotations and you know, I've seen it but I'm like, I don't feel comfortable doing it. And I still wouldn't, but I would be ahead of most.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're there, you're delivering that
exactly.
baby.
Exactly. If you, you know, in whatever skill level you are, you know,
yeah,
if you are a janitor and there's a problem with, you know,
the
pipe
toilet
or something or anything, they're going to be like, that guy.
Yeah, go talk
you know?
To him.
And he's like, I don't know him. So any
there's lady
partial
pipe problems, they're going to you.
If there's any partial problem with whatever skill level, you're going to end up doing it.
Like, yeah.
So I'd have to deliver a baby, and I'm not qualified.
Well,
for that.
And so that
more
kind of goes to show
somebody else.
Part of your preps need to be, if you have a family member or you yourself are pregnant, know the basics.
You
if
do.
It goes
yeah.
out, take 15 minutes and look it up.
Like, how did a pioneer do this?
Yeah. Like, I know you got to rip a bunch of sheets up and get some water.
Yeah.
That's towels.
Hard. I don't know. Yeah, I don't need know. Lots of towels.
Yeah, so just kind of, you know.
Yeah, you see, you figure out all of your medical conditions and how to deal with them when you don't have this and that. So, anyways, that pregnant family one was kind of scary.
And so now it goes to day three. There was some funny stuff that happened to this. They were showing, like, these guys trying to shave without water.
Yeah.
And it was, like, hurting their face.
Ow. I was like, why are you shaving?
Yeah, just don't shave, man. It's like,
they were, like, dry shaving after day three.
I'm like, just don't shave.
It's the worst ever.
I don't know how I'm going to do this every day. Just don't do it.
385 people in the world have facial hair.
So stupid.
No statistics there.
People were taking, you know, bucket showers. They had a bucket full of water going in their shower. Nobody could find water in their house. Nobody had manual can openers. So, like, they couldn't open any cans and that kind of...
Like, the simplest crap that we rely so much on technology. Uh-huh. And I do. I mean, I always try and think about, like, all right, well... If I didn't have power, I probably wouldn't have this. So,
So have a manual can opener, people. Like, just have one, and then you're going to be okay.
Yeah. Right? Even showed in one part, the one dude trying to cut his can open with a knife and gouged his hand. And then
we'll get to that for sure.
Problems.
Day three, like we always talk about, is when the food supply dies. Nothing is getting out. Nothing is getting in. It's done. The supply chain is broken completely. And then you kind of have that dilemma. Do you help yourself? Or do you help others? You know, do you have that plan right now? What are you willing to do for other people in this situation? So make sure you know what that is, and that kind of comes back to that prepper family, because they brought along the boyfriend that wasn't really part of the family or part of the plan.
Yeah,
he kind of threw a monkey wrench into stuff.
He did, and that, I thought too. It's like you have your prepper group or you have your community. Maybe you're going to be like this guy and not really accept anybody. But in that case, you know, it was his daughter's boyfriend. So it's like, I got to take him along.
I love how, like,
changes everything.
He puts them, he's showing them their sleeping quarters. He's like, and you're on this side of the room and you're on this side of the room. I don't want you to get any closer.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got like 19 rooms in that house, but you put them both in the same room. I know. And you're worried about
it. You better learn to deliver a baby.
Some people, man, I tell you. Yeah, and then so they actually started on day three. They showed it in the film that they did a curfew.
Yeah, already starting through.
Yeah, so there was a dusk to dawn curfew.
So kind of the beginning of martial law.
Yeah, martial law starting.
Yep. It's like, everybody stay out of there.
Yep.
Kinda and scary. That is kind of scary. A lot of things can be mistaken too. You know, maybe you can't get home. Maybe you're still out and trying to get home. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
You're in trouble. Curfew's bad.
So then the prepper family on day three, they kind of show some of the other cool stuff they have. They have a bicycle generator.
Yeah, that one was cool.
That was kind of a neat little setup they had.
But yeah, think of ways to you know, you can't hand crank all day.
You can't. No, there's no
way. There's a lot of those. What was that one? The
K-Tor.
K-Tor, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a lot of different ways to produce energy without using fuel, you know, manpower.
Yeah, so we did a quick review on the K-Tor pocket socket hand crank power generator, and it's like a USB.
Yep.
It's kind of cool. Go check it out. We have a video on our Facebook.
But yeah, there's a lot
YouTube.
Of alternative ways. I mean, a lot of them are hand crank, but try and think of different ways. The bike one's awesome. Yeah, Use your legs. Mm-hmm. Use your head.
So the New York apartment couple, they leave the apartment for the first time, and they kind of find out that it's chaos, you know. The husband, like, pukes on the way down. He's just not feeling good already after a couple of days.
Eating his uncooked swordfish.
Yeah.
Worried about losing.
So they walk down 43 floors, and he basically tries to buy a gallon of water for $40. And he tries to, like, give him a watch for a gallon of water.
This money's no good to us.
Yeah, like, and so that kind of goes to show you.
And he's, like, cutting in line because he knows he's going to be in trouble, and then people are getting pissed at him and to fight.
That's why you just got to have your preps, man, so you don't have to do that.
No matter how much money you have.
Doesn't matter. And so then on that day, this is when the lady goes into labor.
Of course.
Then at the same time, they're low on gas while they're trying to go to the hospital. And then they get in a wreck at the same time. And so basically, she has a baby in the park is what it looks like.
Luckily, somebody came that somehow knew, midwife or something.
Yep, she understood what was going on.
Showed up and popped that baby out.
So that
was still, there's so many complications after labor too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like rehydration and bleeding and, you know, the baby's health and immunizations. You know, the baby's not going to be fully immunized against all the other crap out there, and people are nasty.
Oh, they totally are.
Everybody has diseases.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
So that's a terrible scenario for them.
Then the kids in the elevator, they actually finally get out. They make it to the roof. They cut through this wire sheet with like this $5 Swiss Army knife or something. Takes them all day, but they actually get out. And then they're kind of just stuck up on
the
roof.
But they're on the very top of like a 50-story building.
So there's nothing they can do there. Then it moves on to day four, and this is where stuff kind of gets really crazy. The New York couple, they steal a thing of peaches. Remember that? They get those peaches, and a guy comes.
But everybody's paying attention.
Yeah, a guy comes in, basically, I think he had a – did he have a gun, the guy, or did a knife
No,
or
he
something?
Had like a knife or a piece of
– And he's like, give it to me. And
he's like, I got kids. I got a few more kids.
Yeah, he's like, it's a can of peaches. And so he ends up beating the crap out of the dude.
Yeah, the guy tries to attack him, and he hits him with the can of peaches and just like – pulverizes.
But I really don't think that's that out of that crazy.
I totally agree. Well, people panic over the simplest things now.
I know.
You know, and and knowing they don't know where they're going and they haven't prepared and they're realizing in a big population, I can't get food. I gotta go to extreme measures.
Yep, exactly.
You know, maybe I can threaten this person to give me some food and get away with it, or you'll get killed.
I really don't think it's a good idea to threaten anybody in that situation.
No, I don't either.
It's bad.
Hook, can, and all. Yeah. They're still not going to be
not
scared
good.
Enough.
So he doesn't have a can opener to even open the stupid peaches. So this is when he uses a knife, and he slices his finger open, and then things go really down.
Rich people are so dumb.
They are. They're stupid. I don't like them. So then the dad actually leaves the pregnant lady, or the now new mom, at home and takes a bat. And he's going off to try and find some like food and meds. And what was he trying to find? I don't actually remember.
A new home.
He's like, there's too many kids here.
You're
going to
be a baby now. I don't want to sleep here.
I'm not going to get sleep for the next 6 months.
He just takes backpack and a bat and goes and sleeps in his garage. Dad's been gone for a week. I hope he brings home stuff.
He's just
in there
drinking Bud Light and
running the generator and watching TV.
So then their house actually catches on fire. And that was
this
actually
the worst.
A big thing they, you know, in power outages, people use candles a lot.
That's true.
And so people don't
think
about
generators too, you know. You got a lot of people are going to die of carbon monoxide and there's just
A candle falls over and your whole house goes up in flames, and then there's no fuel for the fire trucks. There's no water.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just it's not good. It's just a big downhill spiral for
simple things like that. What did it say? I thought I wrote it down. To put out a house, it takes like 3,000,
3,500 gallons. Yeah, it's insane. It's a lot of water.
Yeah. So, and when they can't even get there because the roads are clogged.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's another thing.
Fire after fire after fire.
On day six, they actually showed how much freaking garbage was in the streets because there's nobody picking up garbage now. And after 6 days, it's just piling up. Yeah, exactly. It's just piling up in the road. It's piling up in alleys. It's everywhere.
People are disgusting. And we make a lot of trash.
Sanitation is going to be a big deal. Even after
problem.
6 days, it's going to be a big deal.
Yep. The other thing was that, here you put that. So there'll likely be those Red Cross camps set up, but still very limited supplies. And people are going to be pretty irrational there, you know, wanting help. They want their meds and they want their water supply. I mean, they're going to fight over it. And that's kind of what happens in that little scenario too. Wasn't it on that same day?
The girl,
kid gets kind of separated from her family because there's like this big
stampede. Go to the Red Cross camp, the mom and the daughter and the baby.
In the garage playing.
Yeah, and they get separated and they saw, so they're at the Red Cross camp and it's kind of chaos there too.
So even having those set up and they're still going to be chaotic places. Yep. Like people are like, well, this is where supplies are. And all it takes is a small group to try and overthrow and take as much as they can.
Exactly.
So I almost feel like those camps would be pretty scary too.
Oh, no, they absolutely would. You don't want to be there if you don't have to. There's no doubt.
Being around all those diseased people.
So day eight is when they actually enforce martial law in the film.
Yeah.
And that's when it all goes down. Martial law, you know.
Yep.
We've lost your rights.
We had an episode on that. Yep. We talked about how basically they could just take whatever they want of yours.
Yeah.
It's like, give me your supplies. We're going to put them all, pool them all together.
Yeah.
Give you your guns, no guns, and you stay in your house all day long.
Exactly.
You're not even going to come out.
Yeah. And so, that's...
That compounds Yes, it's safer for the public, but at compounds, if you do not have any preps at home or your protection, you know, you could lose it all. And who knows what kind of people those that are watching over some of those places, like they could be a-holes too.
Yep. So on day 8, the prepper family actually have people come onto the property. They break in and they steal all their...
So the prepper family gets some problems here.
For one thing, the dad leaves like this 12-year-old kid out on watch in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I was wondering.
You know what I mean? It's like, so maybe like, leave him during the day to watch.
You're looking at our food. Looking at night. And then
the
kid, there's a guy right behind him, and he basically tells him to show him where the food is.
Yep, and so he goes and shows him the fake food, and they all end up going into the bunker.
Yeah, and the family moves down to the
family moves into the bunker, yep.
So now they've lost control of what's their above compound. Them, you know, so that complicates things if you're solar-powered, if you're, you know... You're in a confined space now. That changes everything.
Yeah. Luckily, they didn't know where they were at, but still, it's a bad situation. And so then the kids in the elevator, Lance dies.
Yeah. One of the tough guy.
Yeah.
Scratches his arm and it kills him instantly. Almost. I have no idea.
It's a cut on his arm and he's dead.
I have no idea how he died so fast.
Yeah. So he dies.
I'm guessing dehydration.
Yeah.
You know, because he was trying to suck down all the water. They had one bottle of water.
Yeah, exactly.
At the beginning, and he was like greedy about it.
So then it basically goes to day 10, and this is where the power actually finally comes back on. You know, the prepper family has an altercation with people that are trying to steal all their fuel, and their iPhones just start dinging in the middle of the altercation, and everybody's like, oh, okay, see you guys later. Yeah, everything's good. So it was like a 10-day ordeal.
This is 10 days.
10 days.
And I really think it's pretty accurate of like how society is going to turn on just 10 days. Doesn't take long for people to panic, and once that starts to go haywire and people start raiding and ripping apart grocery stores, it just is a big spiral downward, like you said. And then the people that don't have skills and stupidity burning houses. I mean, it's just gonna be, it doesn't take long at all.
No, it's just all these kind of cascading problems, just everything's getting worse and worse because of this is bad, and then boom, 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 and then everybody's dying, pretty much.
So, yeah, you definitely should check it out because, I mean, even now, if I watch it a third time, I'd probably pick up more things. Yeah. I'm like, man, I didn't even think about that. It's really interesting. I think it's well done, and I don't think it's very far at all from what's going to happen. It may even be, like Kobe said, a more mild situation.
Yeah.
I feel like with people nowadays, it's probably going to be
worse
than
especially that. Since that was the entire United States.
Yeah.
If it was just a portion of the United States, I think things would be a little less chaotic. But when it's everybody in the whole country, that's when it's going to get crazy.
Yeah.
Because there's you can't send help.
Exactly.
Help can't be sent because there's nothing's working.
Yeah.
Your phone's going nuts.
Is that mine?
Yeah.
Sorry. Stop it.
That's all right. So. Let's talk about, just really quickly go over some tips. We did this in our power outage episode, but I think it's worth going over again some tips on a short-term and long-term power outages.
Here, why don't we real fast before?
Okay,
I want to talk about our new sponsor.
Okay, go ahead, do it.
So, Kobe, Survivor Guard.
Oh my gosh,
I'm excited. Show you? So anyway, Survivor Guard is the ultimate vitamin formula for emergency preparedness, survival, and life. You will have confidence in the knowledge that you are getting 100% of all 13 essential vitamins and 8 essential minerals, 11 super antioxidants, healthy omega-3 fish oils, and a unique proprietary NutriPrep.
I like that, NutriPrep.
Blend for physical and mental energy preparedness. We are confident you will experience a better overall sense of well-being, more energy and enhanced alertness, and increased ability to concentrate with greater endurance, and you will be best prepared physically and emotionally for whatever situation you face, no matter how extreme.
Mm-hmm.
So use coupon
what was that now?
Casual Preppers for 20% off from your coupon.
At SurvivorGuard.com. That's 20%. That's a big discount.
And these are awesome. We showed you guys, they come in like a number 10 can, or you can get them in a sealed bottle. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I never thought to store vitamins. I never did.
No.
Like, honestly. And the crappy food supplies, you know, storage food, a lot of those nutrients are kind of stripped out of them when they're dried, freezer dried, no matter what.
And they don't even have that many nutrients
exactly.
sometimes. And that's the thing. Like, I've thought about the vitamins before, but you know, the shelf life is so short on them that, like, how do you even do that? You'd have to just keep constantly be switching those out. But they have got a solution where it's in a number 10 can and it's good for like 15 years or 20 years or something. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So this is a really good way to supplement your prep food to make sure that you're going to get all the nutrients that you need.
Exactly.
After 13 days, you're going to be nutrient deprived.
You are.
Eating Mountain
and
House.
And even if you're limited and you get one of these.
Yeah.
Just if you were taking like one or two of these a week, that's way more nutrients than you would have gotten from anything else.
Absolutely.
So unless you're on a farm with a huge amount of normal vegetables.
And most people aren't going to be. So go to survivaguard.com, survivaguard.com. Use our code CASUALPREPPERS. You're going to get 20% off. You're going to feel awesome about it.
You're going to be way happy about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, let's go back to the tips.
So some tips. These are some tips from short-term and some long-term power outages. First one, have an alternate way to prepare food. Have a barbecue, a fire pit, freeze-dried foods. You have to have
I got a fire pit and a barbecue.
You're thinking, and I like that.
I know.
So make sure you have a way to do that, and then you've tried it before.
Right.
And then you know how to do it.
Right.
Okay. You got one for me?
A tip?
Another tip? Yeah,
I sure do.
A tip, yeah.
The one thing I was thinking about is a ways to, like Kobe mentioned, fire pit. Mm-hmm. Like right now, I'm thinking about how can I get heat in my house without power, but not kill us all.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at getting like a log stove, something.
Wood-burning stove,
Wood-burning. So I didn't build my house around that. My house isn't built for it. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at ways to get like those window ones, you know, that have a little spout off the side because, you know, that's going to be awesome. You can burn whatever you want in there.
Exactly.
You can burn your neighbor's siding.
Yeah.
You can burn weeds.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
You can burn, I have like a million boxes from Amazon just kicking around.
I got some battle boxes and some survival boxes.
So it's like anything that can burn down in your basement and not kill you, you know.
It's a good idea. I like
so anyway, think about that thing.
Another one, you know, if you have your freezer, if this is a short term or even somewhat of a long term, fill the empty space in your freezer with containers of water. Cameron, because basically it'll keep it colder for much longer. Just leave a little bit of space in there because if it expands too much, it's just going to explode.
It is going to explode.
Yeah. And then obviously, you know, don't open the freezer if you don't need to.
Yeah.
So at least you can keep that freezer going for a few more days. You don't have to have your blackout party like immediately.
Right.
You know what I mean? So.
Other things, go back in time and use a non-cordless phone.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. Yeah, have a landline.
Because those suckers don't require power.
No.
They still work.
Yeah.
Switchboard people are still waiting.
Yeah, they're just
for
like
anybody.
Old lady sitting there reading a romance novel, nothing to do.
Yeah.
Give her something to do.
As soon as you kick that up, you know, send a line. Connecting the wire.
That's right.
Bring.
So check the radio all the time for info, you know, and that's a good thing. In a power outage, because at least you can get some information and you
information is helpful.
It really is.
Know how to use the garage door when there's no power.
Yes.
What is that thing that's hanging down that, you know, touched you on the head and you think it's a spider?
It's a spider.
It is not a spider.
It's not a spider.
It's a handle.
It's a handle. Right.
Okay. What is that? What is that there for? Is that pull start the motor?
Yeah, exactly. So know how to open it.
Teach your kids how to get out of the house. It's on fire.
Your wife might go in there and go, I can't get the car out. This is bad. You know?
I guess I just back through it.
Keep your fuel tank full all the time.
Yeah.
Don't go under a half tank. Okay.
Don't go over half.
Don't go over half.
You want economy.
Yeah, economy. Keep it in the bottom eighth.
Right.
Very good. And no, you don't go under a half tank.
Yeah, keep it up there.
Keep it up.
It's better on fuel pump too.
It really is.
I don't know. Use surge protectors as much as possible.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because like when the power gets, you know, that first surge that doesn't matter because the power's going out anyway.
Yeah.
You want to make sure you have a surge protector.
You know what? Keep some board games, some puzzles.
Definitely.
Books.
Definitely.
And things like that because when the power goes out and your kids can't play PlayStation or they can't play iPad games.
Oh, my gosh.
They're going to flip their lid.
Yep.
And so you got to have something for them to do. Go back in time. Play some board games.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Make wicker hats.
Make baskets.
Corn silk baby dolls.
Yeah, exactly. Freak people out. Scary.
My kids cheering the mutter. It's a game.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Extra blankets.
Ooh.
So combat the cold. That's one of the easiest things. You know, lots of blankets. I love having tons of blankets.
Yeah.
You can make beds, make forts. Keep kids warm.
Yeah.
And make clothing out of them. I don't know.
You can cover the windows up.
Oh, that's even.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you want it private.
Keep the cold out. Or if you want it private. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. If you need some privacy and a power outage, make sure that you've got extra.
I don't want people looking in here.
They're looking in here, and then we're in the dark. I don't like it.
Kids, turn the candles off. People are looking in here.
Turn the candles off. Turn those off. Turn the off switch on. No.
Touch it.
Yeah. You know what? If you have like some special like healthcare equipment like dialysis machines or like oxygen generators, dialysis equipment, not a machine. I'm a dialysis center.
I found this over at Goodwill.
Thank Pretty goodness. Sure it works from the 70s.
It's got some dried up blood in it. We'll just blow it out.
It's a nice orange color.
Yeah, I've been using it to pump up the truck, cycling out the gasoline, cleaning it up. I'm going to use it for dialysis now.
Fuel looks nice and clean coming through there. But anyways, if they know that you have specialty equipment, they'll get to you first to get your power back on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So tell your power company about
it. Hey.
Yeah, dang.
Don't even need it. You just buy a bunch of equipment so that you'll get your power turned on first.
Look, I really got it.
Look at all this crap.
It's a dialysis machine.
Just tape a line to your arm. Look, I need it.
FaceTime them. Look.
Just make it all blurry so they don't. There's no needle in there, is there? It is. I need it.
I need it. Get to me first.
My massage chair's broken. Keep circulation and blood clots down. Eliminate unnecessary travel, especially by car.
Yeah.
So that's traffic signals are all down. You're going to die.
Yeah. Have a generator. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last
one. Own a big truck.
The thing that we talked about all the time is have cash on hand.
Yes. You definitely want to have cash or bargaining supplies, cigarettes. Yeah. I'm just going to go buy a bunch of cigarettes today. Apparently, you're a good bargainer.
Yeah. Honey. Got them menthol lights ready to go.
What about all this alcohol?
Well,
yeah, it's a bargainer.
Cameron, since you did Survival Guard, I'm going to do Survival Boxes. I haven't done this in a really long time. Guys, Survival Boxes. Dude, we have one to review today, and I'm really excited about it. But the only subscription box packed with all of the essential survival supplies that you need to prep for surviving disasters, emergencies, or your next outdoor adventure. There are many different boxes to choose from, so you can order the survival food, water, gear required for your survival plan. Sign up today and get survival boxes delivered to your doorstep every single month. No contracts. Cancel anytime. You can use our promo code CASUALPREPPERS and you get 10% off your very first box of any subscription or store order at survivalboxes.com. And
did that feel weird?
It did, actually. It was really weird. Super duper weird.
Just subscribe to these, and 1 month you'll probably be ahead of all of your neighbors.
No kidding.
Not even joking.
What box do we have here? This is the Bravo.
Bravo.
I'm really excited about this. The price is $36.99 plus shipping, $78.50 value. So holy crap.
A little char cloth. That's cool.
Yeah. So the first thing we have in there is Backpacker's Pantry.
Card. Knowledge card. You get them every month.
We have two Backpacker's Pantry meals.
I just ate one last night.
And yeah. Three Mountain House meals and a Wise Food. What are we getting here?
So this one is lasagna.
Lasagna.
Mexican-style rice and chicken.
Ooh, I like that. Mexican-style rice and
chicken. Kobe's favorite. Scrambled eggs with bacon.
Scrambled eggs. Assy eggs.
And we got bacon cheddar mashed taters.
Okay, bacon and cheddar.
Mocha mousse pie.
Yeah.
Noodle soup. Chicken noodle
this
soup.
This is Wise Foods, or Wise Company, yeah. Noodle soup right there.
Emergency rations, 1,200, five-year shelf life.
Yep, those are awesome. These are perfect for
bug-out bags.
Look
at all that food right there.
I just survived a couple more days.
You just pick up your box, throw it in the trunk of your car.
Yeah.
And you're already
you're ready to go.
Like most everybody. And you got seeds. You can grow stuff, too.
Yeah.
These are early frosty pea.
That sounds like when I have to get out of my tent and take a leak in the morning.
Ooh.
That's early frosty pea right there.
That's early frosty pea.
Yeah.
So cool.
And then what is our other one?
It's a big one.
Which one
it's
is it?
The Gear Only XL.
Gear Only XL.
Nice.
$89.99 price.
So if you're more of a gear guru and you already have your food ready.
$147 value,
wow.
Dude. So the first thing is the ExoTech Tinder Tin Fatwood Fire Starter. $8.13. Did you find
it? Where'd it?
Or do we just need to go by?
This is not Fatwood.
It's ExoTech. Do we just need to go by what you got at the front there? It doesn't matter.
Because
okay, that's fine. Just grab the first thing. What is it?
Fire disc.
Oh, there you go. The fire disc. That's the Coughlin's Fire Disc. It's a $5.82 value. It will start a fire.
It will.
Right there.
It looks just like the bedding that you buy for hamsters.
It does.
So you might use this as well for hamsters.
Cool.
Might kill them. And then we've got three packs of the Insta-Fire
Fire Starter. Insta-Fire
Fire Starter. Three?
This is the military grade.
Ooh. Oh, what is that?
I don't know,
must have bolts in it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's cool. Military grade. That's interesting. I haven't seen that one
just
before.
Just gives off a green smoke for your
camouflage drop zone. Smoke. There you go.
Mark your drop zone.
And what else
start
we
a
got?
Fire. This is the Mag Striker.
The Mag Striker. And that thing looks really cool, and I can't find it on here. So, oh, there it is. The SOL Mag Striker, $12 value.
That's a big freaking, it's a big rod.
It's a beefy sucker. It's got magnesium, and it's got the nice steel.
So you can just chip off little magnesium pieces, strike it. Mm-hmm. Wow, that one's cool. I haven't seen that one.
I think
I have 50,000 of them, and
that
one I don't have.
Interesting. Thank you, Survival.
Some paracord here.
We got some paracord. Ooh, that's what we like.
Fish and Fire. Does this one have the... Yep.
Ooh, yeah. On fishing the line and jute on there. So it's a $6 value.
Those are sweet.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
Shoelaces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is
build
a good
idea. Fort or a compound.
A fort.
And then you can fish.
And then you can fish with it. Yeah. So that's good. What else we got?
This one is a Tinder Tin.
Ooh.
This is the Fatwood, huh?
I don't know. Maybe.
Tinder Tin.
Is it Exotac?
Fatwood.
Yeah.
Exotac. This is the one I was looking for.
Sweet.
I was looking for a big stick.
That's Firestarter. That's $8.13 value.
Cool.
Very cool.
And then you got the little tin can for storm whatever else when you burn a bunch of fires.
Right there.
This is Elk Ridge.
The Elk Ridge Fire Steel Multi-Tool is a $7.16 value. It's impossible to open, apparently.
Even the box is flammable,
too. Even the box is flammable.
Remember that.
Not cool.
So
multi-tool.
You got a little whistle. You got a little compass on there. You can got a little fire striker. And you got a cool, like, dog tag looking necklace thing.
Beautiful. I love it. What else we got?
Thanks, Elk Ridge. These are fireproof matches.
Ooh, I love those suckers.
I do too.
Which kind is it?
This is the Titan Stormproof.
Yep, those are awesome. $10
so
value.
So long-burning, windproof, and waterproof match. The thing that's nice about these is you've got a lot more. Like, most of the ones I have are kind of shorter. You got a lot of wood to burn here.
Yep, those are long burn times, so that's cool.
And then these little containers are watertight, and so, again, you can use it for other things once you burn all.
Yes, sir.
Burn down a forest.
This is an axe sheath, because...
A what?
Said this is an axe sheath.
Oh, a sheath.
Because
I see.
What do you get? You got an axe!
Ooh, it's the Swiss.
This is actually a nice
the Swiss Survival
axe.
Backpack Hatchet, made in Switzerland.
Nice.
$29 value.
So, I had put up an Instagram picture of an axe, and everybody's like, that's poop.
Yeah.
It's going to break. It's crap.
Yeah.
So what does Survival Box do? They don't give you crap.
Mm-hmm.
This is a freaking heavy duty.
That's a beefy one.
Man, feel that. It's got a big old head on it.
That's beautiful. I like that.
So, yeah, those of you that are looking at YouTube, you can check that sucker out. It's
hatchet's
a nice
sweet,
freaking
dude.
Hatchet. That's a murderer.
Very cool. What else you got?
Kershaw.
Oh, the Kershaw.
Look at all that crap in there.
Knife. The
Not
Nura
crap.
Knife. It's,
awesome
it's the
stuff.
$19.99 value. It's titanium carbonitride blade. Ooh. Good gracious. Again, impossible to open.
Oh, that's pretty cool looking.
Wow. Interesting. I like it.
Ooh, I like that.
Very cool.
Very cool looking.
Yep. And I think
titanium?
That's a... Is that about it? No, there's a. We have a plasma lighter in there too, somewhere.
Where?
I don't know, man. Find
it. I
didn't
see it. Look how exciting these survival boxes are.
I think you dropped it down here, buddy.
What's this? Oh, that's the axe.
The whoa,
oh,
crap.
There it is.
Look at that thing. Crossfire plasma lighter.
Wow.
$39 value.
Dang, that's
sweet.
That's
sweet, yeah.
USB, is that to charge?
Uh huh.
And then you've got, if you guys see the little plasma chargers,
500 lights per charge. That's pretty sweet. Very cool. And
wow.
I think that's
it, right?
Oh,
and
it
has a glass breaker, too.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. It. Survival box gear only. Very cool. This is some
it's
good
crazy
stuff.
Crazy how...
I don't know how they got all that stuff in that box.
I don't need... Yeah, and they... We've gotten so many different boxes of gear, and I still... They still will send stuff that I've never seen.
Never seen. I know. So, guys, go check out Survival Box.
Oh, they do it. Good job, Survival Box.
They do it.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
All right. So, real quick... just kind of go along with like the power outages and not having, you know, good supplies and everything, I want to talk about disinfectants.
Yeah.
So stock up on some disinfectants. You will be happy. Kills diseases, keeps people clean and pure.
Yeah. Just so, like me.
Yep. So number one, bleach. Bleach.
The outlook is bleak.
Bleach is really, it's readily available and it's great for cleaning. It smells clean and
it does.
It's great sanitizer for blood if you kill people and maybe you're bleeding out.
Uh-huh.
Stings like a mother. It's a little rough on the skin. So,
yeah.
So anyway, great for clothing and all that crap. So bleach is a really good one to have. Definitely get you a bottle of that. You probably already have it in your, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, chlorhexidine. This one is super common. We use it every day in the urgent care and medical clinics. It's safe on the skin, like, and it doesn't burn as bad as regular soap, and it's super sterile. So $15 will get you a gallon on Amazon. And yeah, this is, I mean, we pour in some clean water and scrub off wounds and debris. Mm-hmm. Like it's awesome. It's probably one of my favorite soaps to use just because of, it's not as, I mean, it doesn't sting like a mother and it kills tons of stuff. I guess I should real quick talk about, so antiseptics, they can be applied to skin to kill off, you know, growth and diseases and microorganisms.
Mm-hmm.
Antibacterials, they can be applied to skin, but like disinfectants, no.
Don't put them on the skin.
So a lot of people think, oh, I got a bunch of disinfectants. That stuff is rough on the skin. It does not promote healing. So great stuff to have for surfaces, not for your freaking skin, even though your skin's a surface.
Yeah.
But cleaning tables and cleaning walls and everything like that. You got to have that too, but just be careful. Don't put that on your skin. Alcohol, obviously. It's cheap. It burns. It can be used in many different ways, not only to clean. So very valuable. Get that stuff. Mouthwash. Nobody likes stinky mouth.
Mm-mm.
I hate stinky breath. Probably one of my least favorite things of all time.
In the world?
It is, probably. Man. If I hear stinky breath.
Wait, I can hear it.
I'm pissed. I just heard your stinky breath.
I was listening to his stinky
breath. But mouthwash is also an antiseptic, so you know, you can use it in a pinch to wash out wounds and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll smell delightful. Maybe bubble gum. I don't know.
Mint.
Winter mint.
Minty.
Benefect. So this stuff's a lot more expensive, and it's more natural. It's super powerful. I mean, it's effective against HIV. It's effective against hepatitis. It's effective against just your regular bacteria and even fungus.
So you just pour it on your crotch after you find a nasty lady?
Well, I'm done.
I'm done. I got my benefit.
So this stuff's about $40 to $45 a gallon.
Wow.
But it's really safe. The question is, on the bottle, it says 0.22% thyme or thyme, however you want to say that.
Like the herb.
And then 99%, who knows?
That's funny.
But yeah, it's all natural, very effective against like every bad organism.
Mm-hmm.
Simple Green's another one that's really good for cleaning. It's not rough and abrasive on the skin and stuff. $14 for a gallon.
Simple Green you can use on your skin?
Yeah.
You can. Oh, wow. Interesting.
It's not the best, but it's not super toxic and dangerous. Cavicide is another one you can buy. I mean, I wouldn't worry about it because you got all these other ones. Natural stuff. Salt is actually a good antiseptic. I mean, really dry out all those bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
Spread it all over your body.
Okay.
Love salt.
I'll do that.
Preparing your skin. Lemons. Lemon's really good. That's why you smell it in all the cleaners in your house.
This all sounds like it's going to hurt if I put it on a wound.
It is going to hurt.
Salt and lemons?
Yeah. And then tea tree oil to top it off. That stuff freaking burns everything.
Does it really?
Yeah. Have you ever used it?
I don't think so. No.
My wife has this tea tree oil foot scrub that I've never used, and I put it on there, and I was like,
that's horrible. Like,
it's super hot.
It's just gasoline.
But it's antibacterial too. Huh, so tea tree oil is pretty potent. Lemons are potent. Salt usually have some of those things. But I would say, you know, bleach, chlorhexidine, which is like betadine, you can get all that, or not betadine. What's it? Hibiclens. Those things are cheap enough, and they're so good at covering all kinds of death to bacteria and all that. Even alcohol, too. So those are my top three. But mouthwash and Benefect, those are other things you can get.
Awesome.
And they're all pretty cheap. But definitely look out for, you need to have those things. You know, keeping your house clean, keeping yourself free from diseases and infection will get you way further, too.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to seek out me, because I'm not going to help you.
Sanitation.
Yeah.
Right?
Anyway.
Well, thank you, Cameron. That's fantastic. Guys, thanks for being with us today. We look forward to seeing you next time.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to this next one.
We really are.
It's our Halloween episode.
It's our Halloween episode, the Halloween special.
It's going to be long.
It's coming.
It's going to be funny.
It is. So stay tuned, and we will see you later, kids.